Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today is my German Shepherd's, I don't know, did you have the video? Do you have the video of Max? Do you have the video of Max?
No.
Oh, you ought to check your inbox. There is a...
Which inbox is it?
Yeah, right.
I have several.
The one that says Pat on it. Today is my dog's seventh year.
Wow.
Today is his birthday.
October, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Holly's is in October.
Is it? We're not talking about your pug or your Holly.
The smart one.
The smart one. Oh. we've come into agreement.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, right.
Okay.
Pugs are out now. Pugs are out.
Pugs are
getting back to Max.
Okay, Max. Okay.
Max is a rescue. And if Pat would have checked his inbox, you would be looking.
You know what?
Max,
I'm looking
right
at it, and it's not here.
It's not? Okay, mm-hmm. Then check your other email inbox. It wasn't an inbox.
It was actually
a short video that was emailed to you. I didn't hope you could actually have it up today. But anyway, he's an important story. First of all, he's a shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from my years mm-hmm. in law enforcement, yeah. And we get to the content today. Yes. We got to hear this. That he is a shepherd, and the reason why they call them shepherds, it's amazing how they actually have that instinct of protection and making sure you're all right. And so I was in Rome, Georgia, not Rome, Rome, because I've been in Rome before, as obviously where the Ferris wheel is, if you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And spending some time with the Chick-fil-A founders of he had a dairy farm that they redid for married couples to come in. So it's like this 100-year-old dairy farm you're staying.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And Caffey, right?
Yes.
Caffey.
Truett.
Truett Caffey. He wrote a book, It's Easier to Raise Boys Than to Mend
right.
Men. And he got that from another source. I found
did
out.
He?
Yeah, sure did. And but in the context of that, and he may have credited it, but mm-hmm. I was doing all my studies 24/7, but the as I was there, you know, with all the things happening in ministry and Don and I were there spending some time together, that God gave me a dream. And Donna wasn't into dogs. She just wasn't into dogs at that point.
No, not at all.
And they believed
that... Is she into dogs then?
Yeah, right.
As long as it's outside.
You're right. She just wasn't into dogs.
Yeah, right.
And so, God intervened. We were there and spending some time. It's just a beautiful place in Rome, Georgia, if you haven't been there yet.
It is nice. I've been there.
And as I was there, all these things flashed through my head, that in this dream, because, you know, my spiritual father, Brother Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord now, and of course, I've been blessed to have two spiritual fathers in my life, as I had a long relationship with Brother John Kilpatrick, but Brother Ken had a dog. He always had a dog. And there's something about, you know, having this dog. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, totally amazing. And even if it's a little micro dot. Anyway,
These are a real micro dot, yeah.
Talking about the micro dot. So it's updating. Look, it's happening in front of our very eyes.
How about that?
And so... And so I'm there, God gives me this dream. It's an amazing dream. It's an amazing dream because I remember walking up to the top of this mountain, and it's called Dream Mountain, right? Is it called Dream Mountain? Where mm-hmm. the founder of the college there, she had a house that she would look mm-hmm. out over, or Vision Mountain maybe.
Lookout Mountain maybe?
No. That is in Georgia.
Anyway, I walked up to it. Yeah,
I walked up. You got to read the sign. And I'm like, anyway, so
I forgot.
So
you're standing on a holy ground. I didn't even know it.
I missed it.
We're both crying out to God, dear God.
I don't read much.
Ministry is hard, and so we get to the very top. He would have had to cut and paste it, whatever it was, anyway.
Exactly.
And so I get to the top, and I'm sitting there on the top of this mountain, looking out over the college there. And you got to forgive me; I can't think of the name of the college as we're speaking. And she would sit there and she would just dream. And the college started because she saw farm workers' children mm-hmm. that were not getting educated. So I think it was at a chicken house. She just had this burden to go educate them.
Wow.
And so she would just gather the kids together and begin to teach them. And
Berry College.
Yeah, Berry College. Mm. And, of course, it's grown into a very large college, and Truett Caffey's on the board, or was on the board there, and that's how that all kind of came to pass.
Wow.
And they think they gave that to him, or vice versa, that particular part. Anyway, so I'm sitting up here, and I'm thinking, you know, you go through those times when God's rebooting you. That's a more appropriate term for today's generation, where, you know, he's taking you down, he's upgrading you, and he's bringing in new components into your life. He's removing the old DOS languages and the different things, and he's bringing you into the next season. And that's normally not a pretty season, and some people lose it during that transition. But what you need to do is you need to cry out to God, you know, and just say, "Dear God, you know, rescue me." And I remember I was walking up that mountain, and I'm going through this whole transition, and as you can see today, what God was showing me, and it's like, you just got to get hope when God shows you the reality, like, dear God. Huh. And so I'm going up this dream mountain, and every step I took as I'm coming up, I just said, dear God, rescue me. And I take another step and a couple more steps, and it's a lot of steps to get to the top of this thing. It was a paved road, and I said, dear God, rescue me. Because that's it at that point. I mean, when everybody's trying to kill you, you know, and all you're doing is what God's told you to do. Mm. And then all you can do is cry out to him who can save you. Although you're a son, you learned obedience from what you suffered. Mm-hmm. With loud cries and petitions, you cry out to the one who can save you, who has the keys of life. And so I'm just, you know, that's what I was saying. I was saying, you know, you rescue me. And I take another step. Dear God, you know, rescue me. That was it. There was nothing else.
That was it.
And it was pretty sincere, you know, and I'm not locking in the emotion there, but it was a major emotion. And so I get to the top of this, and the house is like an older stone castle looking, but small house. And I guess made from Georgia rock. And I'm sitting on a bench overlooking the campus where she would sit, and she would just dream. She would dream about different aspects of the college and get vision and all that. And I'm like, you know, God, I need you to restore my vision. I need you to impart to me. Remind me what you told me in the context of it. Mm. And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, on top of this mountain, you know, is it not in the middle of nowhere, the top of this mountain?
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
Two dogs walk up, and they walk right up to where I was at the top of this mountain. They had to go on a long journey to get there because that's the only thing on that mountain.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they came up, and one of them had this stick/pine cone long looking thing in his mouth, and he threw it at me. He looked at like a father would throw a ball to a son or something. He threw the stick at me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay. And I took the stick and I threw it, and then he goes and gets it, and he comes back and he threw it at me again, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden the two dogs walked off. And then that night, during that time there, God gives me a dream. And in the dream, he speaks to me and he shows me a cow. I'm in a
farm.
Well, it's a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And so I have this dream, I have this cow. And but it's like a dog cow. You know, it is a big, huge cow, but he's playing around. It's a big cow, but he's acting just like a dog would act. You know, not like Pat's dog, but, you know, our dog.
A dog, yeah. A dog.
And he's just playing around and fetching and this kind of stuff, which is awkward. If you don't know cows, by the way, hamburgers don't act like that. And so, but it was pretty cool.
Is that where hamburgers
Yeah. come from? And so, you know, then I tell Donna, I said, listen, God's telling me to get a dog. And so when I came back, I had no idea this even existed. But there was a rescue. Remember I'm saying rescue me, rescue me. There was a rescue, and they rescue breeds. And this particular rescue that I didn't know existed, that I believe Chuck, my son-in-law, told me about, that they rescue shepherds. Mm. You know, owners that couldn't handle them, or it was overwhelming, or just whatever reason, they just go to the shepherd, full-blooded shepherd, and rescue them. So I go there to this place where they have these shepherds. I'm thinking, well, that's just wow. And they're like in these fenced in compound areas, whatever. And this man is almost a shepherd. I mean, this guy, he loves dogs. And so I see Max, I see Max. You know, Max is like 7 months old. The owner had been given him as a gift going through chemo. It was like, chemo, you don't need to take care of a dog when you're going through chemo. And so he was rescued and brought here to this particular man. And so he's got big old feet, big old ears, but small body. And because he's new, brand new, pup. And so I go sit there in the cage with him. And I just sit there, and he looks at me, and I look at him. And
I remember the picture.
Yeah, and he snuggles up against me, and he just sits there and just like, man, we were meant. We're both rescues. Both of us are rescues. There's not a doubt. Because if God would not have rescued me and rescued me and rescued me when I cried out to him in the many times of my life, I would not be here. I'm a rescue. And he's a rescue. And so, you know, we just built our relationship, you know, him with me and me with him. And finally, of course, the guy that does the rescues, you say, you know, he's obviously, you know, you guys are hooked. I mean,
yeah.
And we've been together ever since. And today, Max, I don't know if you have, did you find it? Oh, that is such a shame. But you'll be able to see it on the VFN Torch. We'll make it available to you today. So I came out and I sang happy birthday to my German Shepherd, my rescue dog. And he's a shepherd. And by the way, he's as big as a cow because I originally had him in the house.
Big.
I had him in the house and I thought it was pretty great. You know, he'd jump up in my lap and I'd pet him. And then one day he just kind of made a deposit. And he didn't have a bank account. And as for some reason, Donna was faithfully transactioning his deposit. And when a cow makes a deposit, it's a big deposit.
It's a
big deposit. And bless her heart, it was time. It was time. And what it is now he stands guard over our home. Sure. And he patrols. I mean, it's instinctively in him. When I came out even this morning to sing happy birthday to him, and no, I'm not into the dog worship thing and all that. I'm just telling you, he's a rescue, and that's what and God gave him as a gift to me. And so when I came out and I was singing happy birthday to him, he looks back at me, and then he goes immediately and does the perimeter of the entire property and looks back over his shoulder, looks back over his shoulder, looks back over his shoulder, going, you know, I'm here. You know, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And it reminds me as a shepherd of God's people that we always have to have that heart, you know, of checking the perimeter, making sure they're safe. And that's why we're here with VFN TV and the daily radio program is to tell you what the shepherd is saying, you know, to share with you the light of the gospel, the word of God. And that's what we're doing. So I just want to give a big shout out to all the people who are rescues. And, that if you feel like right now that you need to be rescued, that you're at the end of your rope and that your candle's not only burning on both ends, you have no ends left. And that is a great opportunity for you to look up and realize that God's about to reboot you. He's going to restore you. It's the whole story of where the eagle pulls out all of its feathers and beats off its beak and takes off its talons because he's fixing to grow new ones and give you bigger spans. And it's time, but you have to go through those transitions of brokenness and humility and knowing that this is God that's about to take me into this next season. And it's an awesome thing, but you got to acknowledge that you need rescuing. And think about it. That's exactly what Jesus did. He talks about it in Hebrews. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. With loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could rescue him. I mean, read Psalms. What is David saying? Rescue me. Rescue me. What does God do? He says, there's always a Selah. And my God rescued me. Bless my enemy's heart. Right? And so these are exciting day to remind me that, you know, he's 7 years old, but he was 7 months when I had gotten him, and approximately 7 months. And I'll give a big shout out there. Realize God can rescue you. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to bfntv.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.